CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. The Durham Emergency Department will be closed today due to a staffing shortage. The South Bruce Gray Health Center says it will reopen at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. An ambulance bypass is in effect and will divert patients to the nearest open ED. The Goderich BIA Farmers Market is back. Starting today, the market will run every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Courthouse Square. Market goers can look forward to everything from fresh produce and baked goods to antiques, jewelry, and toys. The weekend markets will go until Thanksgiving weekend. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs have hired a Stanley Cup champion as their new bench boss. The club announced yesterday that former Leaf Craig Berube will replace Sheldon Keefe, who was fired last week. The Florida Panthers have eliminated Boston from the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Bruins lost 2-1 in their final game of the season. And the Dallas Stars are headed to the Western Conference Finals after defeating the Colorado Avalanche 2-1 in double overtime. The winner of the first PWHL season will come from south of the border. Toronto lost to Minnesota 4-1 last night. Minnesota will meet Boston in the finals. The Toronto Blue Jays fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3. And in the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Pacers will meet in Game 7 following a 116-103 win for Indiana. The forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 27, feeling like 32. Clear skies overnight with a low of 12. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny with some light winds around noon and a high of 29, feeling like 33. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.